Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, part two of my conversation with Maribel Batcher. She's Vice President of Public Policy and Communications for Harris Entertainment. Today, we're talking taxes. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Ray Hager leads off with Ernie Adler, Mylon Hawkins, and Ty Cobb. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers. Brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have part two now of our interview with Maribel Batcher. She's Vice President of Public Policy and Communications with Harris Entertainment. You will also, and we've been talking about your history and with the previous show, if folks didn't get a chance to watch it, they can go online and watch it. You were Chief of Staff to Governor Gwynne in 2000.
I was.
He said, you only have two faults. You work too hard and too long. Is that fair?
I couldn't keep up with Kenny Gwynne. Talk about somebody that works too hard and too long. I think the types of jobs that I have been so lucky and fortunate to have, you have to work hard, particularly in public service. The jobs that I have had, whether it was at the Pentagon or the White House, and the wonderful job I had with Kenny Gwynne, honored to be his chief of staff for 3 years, and then cabinet secretary for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those jobs are 24 hours, especially chief of staff and cabinet secretary. You have to work hard, and you have to love what you do. And I always have. I've been fortunate.
Absolutely. Talking about working with Governor Gwynne, and yesterday you were talking about the tax base in the state. Mm-hmm. You were part of the effort to get a gross receipts tax passed in the Silver State. That didn't work out, although there was a significant increase in taxes in 2003. We are,
We
are in so much trouble at this point financially as a state.
Yep.
What do you look at as potential solutions to our financial difficulties? As it seems obvious, well, we're obviously going to have a special session just because of changing the rule on teachers.
How long is this show, Sam? How long do I have? Let me get my soapbox out, because I'll start. We are in terrible shape, and it's just not now. We have been dependent on a tax structure that was basically built in the 30s and the 40s. We are very dependent, overweighted, as I said on the previous program, on gaming revenue tax and on sales tax. We have got to have a broader tax base. We have to have a tax base that will work for the type of economy that Nevada now has.
How do you define that?
We're not a commodity economy, we're a service economy now. And when you're a service economy, we are very dependent. Let me back up for 1 second. What we're also dependent on, we have, as a state, for years, prior to World War II, we have deferred taking care of our services, our infrastructure, our roadway, our school system. We have deferred the care of that to those primarily who come and visit our state. Sales tax and gaming revenue. We no longer can do that. We have to have a broader base. And I don't think it's just increasing the modified business tax. I don't think it's just one industry. We all have to step up. Gaming will have to, too. And we're hurting right now. This is not a great time to put on taxes. But, Sam, you know, you can't tax your way into prosperity. But over time, not paying attention to your revenue stream, it will untax you into poverty. And we are a poor state. And frankly, I think we're a cheap state because we don't take care of our own. You have to pay for your school system. You have to pay for your infrastructure, both your social infrastructure and your transportation infrastructure. And we have been woeful about that. Paying for it ourselves. We don't have a personal income tax. We don't have a corporate tax. We don't have other types of inventory taxes. We have to look at all of those. Weight distance tax on our trucks. Transportation Association hates when I even mention it.
I know, Paulinos just fainted.
Paul did, I know. Sorry, Paul. But we have these huge trucks, triple trailers, that drive across US 80, 95, 15, from the Port of Oakland in the north and from the Los Angeles port and Long Beach, roll right across our state. Why can't we look at some way of gaining some revenue from that? And mining has to be at the table, too. I know my dear friend Mr. Brown just fainted, but they have to be at the table, too. We all have to give. Our state, and it has been in trouble for a long time. It's not just this period of time. Our social infrastructure has been woefully lacking in caring for the people of this state. You give them a little bit of a helping hand, and then they become a very productive citizen. Our K through 16 system, I mean, it's sad. We want people to come to the state of Nevada and bring their businesses here. Sam, they don't come here because of, they are not stopped from coming here because we're some big tax state. We don't tax businesses compared to the states that surround us. Oregon, Idaho, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, all of them tax at a higher rate than we. And that's where Silicon Valley technology businesses go. They go to Sandy, Utah. They go to Tucson, Arizona. They go to Eugene, Oregon, because those are communities with fine universities that can feed those businesses, and they can attract good, skilled, well-educated scientists and engineers.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate and just say, instead of going through each of those taxes individually, if we were to raise those kind of taxes, what is the attraction now to come to Nevada versus other places?
The attraction, if over time, you cannot do it at one legislative session. That would be crazy. We couldn't. We couldn't do it in 2003. You have to start, though, and we could keep pushing it off and pushing off. So we're in such a hole. So unfortunately, we're in that hole. You have to start somewhere. You broaden the base. Okay. Now, okay, so why come here? Because we have a great environment. It's a good place to live. We have nice communities. It's a place where a wage earner can still afford to buy a home. It's a place where I think we have to improve our K through 16 system, education system, but still it's a good place to raise a family. It's a wonderful state. Okay. And it will be, even if businesses have to pay a little bit more in taxes.
Okay, one more devil's advocate thing and then we'll take a break, which is that California did so much of this taxing, and yet they are in even worse shape.
California, we're not talking about taking Nevada and leaping it to the level of California. For one thing, we'll never have a personal income tax in the state of Nevada. We're not going to change our constitution to do that. It will probably not happen that we'll have a corporate tax. So many of the taxes that they have in California, we will never have in Nevada. So saying Nevada with some new taxes is going to turn into California is a huge leap. Not going to happen.
All right, let's take a break. More with Maribel Baccia when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Success has come to TRI through public-private partnerships. I'm here at the new USA Parkway interchange with master developer Don Roger Norman and commission chairman Bum Hess from Story County. Let's listen in.
Roger, it's impressive how you were able to do this bridge in half the time at half the cost. How were you able to do that?
It was a great team of people, NDOT, Story County, the cooperation with everybody, the contractors. This all went extremely fast and under budget.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes, Nothing Bundt Cakes, in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Maribel Batcher, Vice President of Public Policy and Communications for Harris Entertainment. The race to the top.
Mm-hmm.
One of the aspects of this is that K through 12 will now be required to, well, first of all, the whole goal will be to prepare people for college, which has driven me crazy for years with this remedial education. Mm-hmm. And Jim Rogers, when he was chancellor, he's also the owner of Sunbelt Broadcasting, upon which this program airs, was trying to work with Walt Rolfes to be able to cure that problem, because it cost the university a fortune. But what Race to the Top is saying is that we should have kids in their last year of school, that the whole thing is about getting to college, and then we should follow them for another year to see what the effects of being in high school were. Did they stay in school? You know, how well did they do? So there will be some kind of accountability between K through 12 and higher education. What do you think about that?
I think it's important. I also think it's important to realize that the trades are extremely important. Junior college is an opportunity for others who perhaps don't want to pursue a baccalaureate or for other reasons can't pursue a baccalaureate degree. So I think it's important. I think you have to think of the educational system as a K through 16 system in how you're building your curriculum and how you're looking at accountability and how you're paying for it also.
There was a discussion recently because of the Senate, the kids that monitor the various Senate districts, and they get to propose a bill. And the bill that they came up with was something that, you know, was very familiar with me from England, which is that kids who are not going to go to college should be able to leave school at 16. And it just caused an uproar to the point the kids had to back off. And now they're going for a bill that would have a lottery in the state. We know where that's going. But what's your thought about letting kids out at 16?
I don't think they should be let out at 16. I think you have to give them alternatives, like the trades.
Well, that's what I mean.
And exactly.
Because otherwise they're just disrupting the classes.
I think it's very important that you don't force kids on one path versus another, however, that there's opportunities in every area. I know when I worked for Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was, again, because he was raised in Europe, he was on a trades track, if you will, growing up in Austria. But then Kenny Gwynn, growing up in the Fresno area as a child, was on a track too, and that was because he was from poverty, and not because he had a skill set or an intellectual capability to be on the higher track. I think how you create the opportunities, what path children can select, and what aptitudes they have is very important to take into account. But not everyone is college bound. There's just not. They won't be. They can't be in some cases. And so give them an alternative where they're well trained and they have a craft, they have a skill.
I have not left a lot of time for this, but I do want to have you handicap a couple of races. Handicap the Senate race with the Republicans, Tarkanian, Loudon, Engel, Chachas, Hamaday.
It's a tough one. It's going to depend on who can, I think, raise the most money from in-state and, most importantly, out-of-state. It's going to be a lot of money that will be needed for the Republicans.
The National Republican Committee is staying out of it until after the primary is over.
Yeah, but so does those individual candidates, and I know many of them are out raising money elsewhere now, and they have to.
Okay, you want to pick a winner?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay. In the governor's race, Brian Sandoval, going to run against the governor in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
He was appointed for a lifetime judgeship by Senator Reid, along with Senator Ensign, and then resigns that.
Actually by the President of the United States.
but nominated.
Nominated.
By our senators. And then he's running against Senator Reid's son, Rory, in the governor's race, if he makes it out of the primary, which is not definite by any means.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts about that?
About Brian running?
Not only running, but running against Senator Reid's son.
Well, it's going to be an interesting race if Brian wins the Republican primary. And
do you think it's a big if?
I don't know.
Because it goes to that schism we were talking about before.
It does go to that schism. And the Republican Party, those who vote in the primary, generally speaking, are pretty conservative in Nevada. So I think whoever wins the gubernatorial race, it's going to be one of the toughest jobs a governor in the history of Nevada will ever have. And if they're really tough and they're really good, they may be a one-term governor, because they're going to have to make choices and decisions that are going to be really tough politically to make.
Your buddy Randy Thompson said to Rory Reid, why would you want the job?
Because he cares. That's why.
And that's where we have to leave it. It is always a pleasure to have you on this program.
Thanks,
Come
Sam.
Back
Thank
soon.
You.
We'll grab back on Nevada Newsmakers after this poll.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Everyone who switched to high-definition TV says the same thing. Once you've experienced HD, you can never go back. And once you've experienced the irresistible prices RC Willie has on TVs, you'll never shop anywhere else.
Right now, this Samsung 52-inch LCD HD TV is only $1,139 after manufacturer's instant discount. Professional installation is available. Pay no down and no interest until 2011.
See what the fuss is about. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Maaco paints over 500,000 cars every year, more than anyone else. And no one gets you back faster. Maaco, America's Body Shop. This week, our ambassador paint service is just $2.99. Go to Maaco.com.
Start the new year off looking better than the economy. European Fitness Center is smashing the competition with a limited time offer. Come in now and pay nothing to enroll in just $25 per month. You get it all at European Fitness Center. Aerobics classes from kickboxing to salsa. Free weights and machines. A brand new pool area with hot tubs, steam room and sauna. Cardio theater, tanning beds, and more. Join European Fitness Center now and pay no money to enroll and just $25 a month with no hidden fees. Hurry in now. This offer won't last long.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in income tax to the IRS or state? Call today for a free consultation on how much your tax debt can be reduced. Don't wait. Find out how much money you could be saving today.
Call 800-490-0423. That's 800-490-0423.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to our All-Star Pundit panel today. First, let me introduce Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan. And then we have Mylon Hawkins, Vice President of Interface Computer Associates. And last but not least, Ernie Alder, former state senator. Welcome to y'all. Ernie, I wanted to talk to you about this first. It's the big 900-pound gorilla in the room as far as Nevada politics. Yesterday, Governor Gibbons and First Lady Dawn Gibbons settled their divorce differences and avoided a court trial or a court case on it.
Right.
Now, what does this do to Governor Gibbons going forward to be reelected?
Well, I think it helps him, and I think it helps the state of Nevada. I was glad to see it settle, and I think everybody in Nevada was. I don't think anybody wanted a messy divorce case going on right after Christmas, so I was relieved. I've known the Gibbonses since, I think, 1989, and when he was an assemblyman, and I've always gotten along well with him and Don, and I was just relieved to see it done.
Okay, now Mylon.
I think we're all relieved. You know, they both are friends of ours, and I'm glad it's finally settled. I think it was a tragedy, and I think that the governor has problems that will linger on, but I think for the state, as Ernie said, that this was by far a better way to go about it.
Ty, moving forward on the campaign, his campaign to be reelected, does this have any impact on that?
Oh, sure it does. I think this assists Jim. He'll have a lot of this out of the way and be able to focus on the issues. And what the governor's clearly going to do is say, my stand is very clear. I am not going to raise taxes during this recessionary period. And that debate will now not be on his personal life, but whether or not the state needs to find some sources of new revenues, or will it be able to balance the budget with existing resources.
Okay. Let me change the subject, if that's okay. I want to go to a recent article in the New Yorker about President Obama's plan for Afghanistan. The New Yorker states there are no good options for the United States in Afghanistan. And reading the story further, it's perhaps that President Obama picked the best of the bad choices that the United States has. Ty, if you could jump.
Yeah, that was a very good article by George Packer, which essentially argued we don't have any good options in Afghanistan, and the course of action that the president chose, which is to surge 32,000 more troops, bringing our total to over 100,000 in Afghanistan, gives us at least some chance of defeating the Taliban and preventing the takeover of Afghanistan by Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The other options, which essentially were to withdraw and focus on counterterrorism, blowing up the Al-Qaeda known sites, or total withdrawal, would have a catastrophic outcome. But there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no guarantee that this will bring victory.
No, not at all. First of all, I think that we have failed. We failed to understand that this is a tribal nation. This is a tribal region, and we are not dealing with a single entity here. So, and their allegiances change constantly. Russia wasn't able to contain them. England wasn't able to contain them. Alexander the Great wasn't able to contain them, and we will not either. So the best thing that we can do is do what the president did, and then hopefully back ourselves out as gracefully as possible in maybe 2 to 3 years, getting us out of Afghanistan.
Okay, Ernie, if we back ourselves out in 2 or 3 years, considering our NATO allies and considering the lives that have already been lost in this fight, what would that do? And also the Pentagon might revolt if we got out of there too soon.
Well, I don't think that that's really the goal here. The goal is to stabilize the situation, to neutralize Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and you perhaps can do that in 2 years. We're not trying to do nation building or build a democracy. I don't think anybody's under that illusion. I think what we're trying to do is stabilize the region, stabilize Pakistan, and exit as gracefully as possible. This isn't a place you can maintain a long-term presence. It just isn't possible, and it hasn't been historically possible, and it won't be possible in the future.
Ty is a student of history. You know, we've had 100 years war in Europe. How long will this? Could we have another 100 years war with Afghanistan and Iraq?
We do, and I think the real enemy is the ideological fervency of extreme Islam that you're dealing with the jihadist mentality of destroying Western civilization as we know it. And that's what we've got to focus on. Right now, the battle is in Iraq, which is going well, and in Afghanistan, which is not going well, and Pakistan as well.
Okay, now, Mylon, do you see the recent attempt to blow up a jet? A part of the war on terror, maybe taking again terror to other nations?
Absolutely. We have to look at Yemen. We have to look at that entire region. We have a huge problem there with, again, our failure to understand the fact that these are economically depressed areas. These are many young men, even though they may come from good families, who see no end of the tunnel for them in their own country. There's a great deal of dissatisfaction there, and we are going to be dealing with this for, I'm afraid, the next 40 years.
Okay, Obama's approval rating in some areas have gone down, but Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, she seems to be the most popular politician in Washington. Is this setting up a perhaps another run by Mrs. Clinton against Barack Obama in the next presidential election?
Well, I'm sure that they had some sort of deal when she was appointed Secretary of State that that's not going to happen. So I don't see that. And I think she relishes the fact that she is in a role that she does very well and is very successful in. I don't think she has a desire to be president right now.
Okay, we got to cut it off right there. We'll be back after a few messages with more of Nevada Newsmakers.
Reno Auto Sound has just opened its doors on South Virginia Street. We sell numerous high-tech audio and video products from Pioneer, JBL, Kenwood, Infinity, JL Audio, and many others. We also offer auto alarms, DVD players, navigation systems, and window tinting. With one of the top 100 certified technicians in the country, we're ready to install your car stereo today. We can install any equipment purchased at Reno Auto Sound or elsewhere. Reno Auto Sound is centrally located. We're the black building right across from the Peppermill. Visit Reno Auto Sound today.
We have no record of your husband's disability claim. Please fill out another application and apply again. Next, next, next.
If your Social Security disability claim is going nowhere fast, take some action now and call us. We'll get you the benefits you've earned. Your first visit is free, and you know what? You only pay us when you get paid. David Allen and Associates. We get results. I'm David Allen.
Non-surgical spinal decompression ends chronic back pain.
I'm getting up in the mornings now, and I have no pain. And I'm also going to bed at night with no pain.
I can do anything I want to. Nothing hurts. I feel wonderful. It's changed my life, truly.
Want relief from back pain for the holidays? Call the Reno Spinal Aid Center at 336-DISC. Ask about their free 3-day trial.
It's Toyota-thon, an event so big it happens only once a year. With over 30 years of savings, it's the perfect time to get the Toyota you've always wanted.
I didn't get one. We've got more.
Get great offers on the best-selling compact truck in America, the Toyota Tacoma. We'll get 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus $1,500 bonus cash on a Tundra. It's not just an event, it's Toyota-thon. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today.
Hey, thanks for watching and listening. Tomorrow's guest is Kathleen Drakulich. She's an attorney with McDonald Carano Wilson. See you tomorrow.